Jerry called me yesterday. He said he was a deacon of the week. And he said the pastor was sick. And they looked all over the place and couldn't find anybody. And so they thought of me. So I really appreciate it so much, Jerry, that you affectionately remembered me. I'd like for us to think about and remember to me. I think down there on that table in front of me is the words in remembrance of me. One of the things I can remember is a young kid, and believe it or not, I was young at one time, seeing that table in front of our church that said in remembrance of me. And so I'd like for us to think about that. Of course, the writing about it is in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter. And Paul writing to church at Corinth, and he's not saying some very nice things about him, really. He said, "There comes to me the word that some of you people aren't even getting along with each other. And your meals, instead of being fellowship meals, are a bunch of mockery and junk, you know." Like I say, he's not very pleased with them at all and what they're being able to do and doing. So he comes up and gives some instructions and saying in verse 23, "For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup of this new covenant in my blood, do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until it comes.'" You know, when you think about remembering things, what do you use when you remember somebody? What do you think about? What brings them to mind? You know, sometimes people say it's sort of like going in a place and when they used to have the old jukeboxes, see how old I am, don't you? And they used to have the old jukeboxes and somebody drops in a coin and a song that means something to you comes to tune. And that brings back some memories of what you were doing. Or is it the way somebody walks or smiles that brings somebody else to mind? What kind of things bring people to mind in your life? I dare say there's some kind of experiences, something that you've done, said, shared. Of course, now, I must admit, some people are brought to our minds because of negative things, aren't they? Unfortunately. Because some people have done you wrong. Maybe really done you wrong. But I'm sort of talking about the good experiences, those positive sides. I don't want to dig up all the old things about how people harm us and deal with us. You know, I really like how people have loved us and cared for us, how they've nurtured us, you know, in spite of who we are and what we are, how they've just supported us and helped us along. I've always thought I'd love to just be an encourager. You know, I think that's one of the things that's needed so much in this world. Of course, they talk about we have a divided nation. Of course, I'd like to ask some historian to name a time when we didn't have a divided nation. I think we've always had one of somebody. Of course, it seems more prominent nowadays. Everybody's offended by everything else. So if you're offended by me being here, that's all right. What is it that just makes it so you cherish somebody? I dare say that the best remembrances you have of people are people that have loved you the most. They've shown it and done it. I was talking to a friend of mine. She happens to be a nurse, so I call her every once in a while and ask her if I'm doing okay. And she says, "You don't look any better." And said, "Won't be long now, Bill." I thank her, and But her husband always treated me with some of the kindest things that ever done. I couldn't go out to eat with him, and he'd buy my meal, "Here, I love you. I want to buy you a meal." When I went to his house, he always had something. "Here, I got this here for you to have and enjoy." So we spent some good times together. We did some adventures together and stuff. We used to laugh about the times we went and did. We tried projects together. We attended church together. We went to all kinds of meetings together and prayed together and just loved together, Just a lovely fellow. He passed away about 6 years ago. And there's sort of been an empty place in my heart for somebody like that in my life. Something may die. Well, we're not talking about individuals, we're talking about the Lord. But doesn't the same thing apply to the Lord? Don't you have remembrance of Him because of the things He's done for you and how much He's loved you? Has it ever really hit your mind what it is to be loved by an awesome God? The Creator of the heavens and the earth. I read a book a while back, and the guy said, "I used to think that God was sitting up in heaven, and it was sort of like one of these things, where you pull it off, He loves me, He loves me not, He loves me, He loves me not." He said, "I thought God was sitting up in heaven just waiting on me to do something wrong so He could come down and just smack me on the back of the head, knock me down, trip me or something, and say, 'Listen, straighten up, come on.'" He said, and then finally it dawned on me that that's not God's love. God's love is He wants the best and the best and most important thing for you all the time. He'd love for you to have the richness of Him. He'd love for you to be so deep in Him and so close to Him that y'all could just talk like buddies any day, You could laugh together. You could cry together. You could do anything together. That's how much He loves you. God, the awesome God, just loves you. So that's the kind of God we want to have remembrance of. The one that is willing to give His Son. Now I have my first wife has a son and a daughter. Of course, I've only had one wife, so I guess that's the same one. But sometimes I give my son away, As I told a friend of mine recently, he's my trail son. We met him on the Appalachian Trail, and I sort of adopted him, and so he became a trail son, And he lives up in Massachusetts. He's got married 3 years ago. They just had a baby back in November. Little boy's name Joey and stuff. And I was telling him, just loving and caring for one. And I told him, I said, there's sometimes you wouldn't take $1 million for that kid. And other times you'd feel like, I'd like to give $1 million and give him back to somebody, I said, that's just part of being a parent and stuff. But when it's all really said and done, you wouldn't. I wouldn't want to give up my son. for no amount of money and for really no reason. But God did it. I sometimes think it's sort of, as you see God stretching as far as you want to either way, you know. And here he came and put a parenthesis here and a parenthesis here. And this became Jesus Christ in the flesh. You know, sort of something we could see. You know, we can't sort of fathom anything that goes on forever that way and forever that way. That's just beyond our vocabulary and stuff. But when we put a little parenthesis around it and see, Jesus Christ was born, and we celebrated that. And he lived. He walked around with disciples. He taught them. He tried to give to them all. And then he died on the cross. My wife talks about a song they used to sing in church and as a choir. Isn't there another way, Lord? Shouldn't there be another way? Wouldn't it have been nice another way? But no, by the shedding of blood, we know the remission of sin and forgiveness. He gave it all. He gave his life. No greater love has a person to lay down his life for another. So that's what we want to remember today. I don't know when you came to know Jesus Christ, or if you know Jesus Christ. If you don't, it's a good time to do it. I came to know Jesus Christ in an RA camp outside of Marion. No, I wasn't in the mental hospital there, okay? I was going to RA camp, okay? A layman took his week to go to camp from Big Stone Gap, Virginia, and shared the gospel with me and other kids, and I gave my heart to the Lord. And since that day, it's been one of those growing experiences in life. But I still remember that time of coming to know him. I've learned people come to know Jesus Christ in all kinds of ways. You know, for a while I was stupid enough to think that there was only one way. But hey, there's all kinds of ways. There's all kinds of ways people come to know him. Some through good experiences, some through bad experiences, but they just come to know that the love of God, and they come to know Jesus Christ. Maybe it's that experience in you. Or maybe it's been one of them mountaintop experiences. You know, just when you were so close to the Lord, you just like to build you a place and just stay right there? Yeah. You just like to say, hey, let's just stay right here. Hey, let's just freeze time, huh? Let's capture this moment and just say, here, right now. I want to be here in no other place. Yeah, we've been there. Or maybe it's in one of those dark times when you just knew the presence of the Lord. Knew he was right with you. If you want to read a story, read about that song, "As Well With My Soul." The author and the story behind that. That'll sort of pep you up. Maybe it's that time. Whatever time it is, as you remember God's gifts and his love to you, let's do that in remembrance of him. He says, yeah, as often as you do it, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.